Welcome back, everybody, to the conclusion of week 16 of Balanced Power Lightside. We just had some heavy exposition about Gunner's secret past, so that was cool. I guess what I want to know is, Talra, how do you respond to all of that? Because Gunner's fixed, right? There's been the repair protocol, and Gunner's back to his usual self. What do you want to do?
I was instructed by my superiors when given this envelope that if anything were to happen to Gunner, to give it a call, follow the instructions, and that everything would be okay.
Everything's okay.
As far as I'm concerned, everything was good. The people that we called gave the all clear, wished me luck. That was nice of them. And and I, at that point, pull out the transmission chip, put it in a safe place, just in case, and... at that point, kind of look over at Gunner.
Gunner, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, Commander.
Do you know who and where you are?
Yeah, I still know that, yeah.
Do you remember earlier when you didn't remember, and are you feeling better from then?
No, that part's a blank in my memory.
Do you feel that you can complete this mission?
Yeah, I can do that for you, for the rebellion.
Interesting. Okay. So at that point, I'm going to get up and kind of nod at Gunner.
Get some rest, and I'll let you know when we need you.
And as I make my way out of the room, are Zed and Kes outside, or have they gone off and done their own things? What were you guys doing during this?
I was standing directly outside the door, just leaning up against the wall, waiting for you to tell me what to do.
Okay. I was trying to monitor chatter, any comm signals in town that mentioned the name Nos Landon.
Cool. So I'm going to, Talra is, he kind of walks out of the room and then kind of stands still looking straight ahead as he listens to the door kind of hiss closed behind him. Mm-hmm. At that point, I kind of look over at both of them and with a big exhale kind of explain the situation. Now, I'm assuming that all of this stuff I just did, I was told, like, this is, no one else can see or know about this.
Super classified, yep.
So I'm just going to kind of look at both of them and say,
the Gunner situation has been rectified as much as we have the power to do so. Gunner's getting some rest, but should be good at this point forward. It's important to mention, if you notice anything out of the ordinary, to let me know immediately.
Can she be relied upon, Commander?
He.
Tara kind of looks down and takes a pause and then looks back up at Zed and says,
all we know right now is that Gunner can complete this mission. We may have to be a bit more careful, but options are limited, and we need his expertise.
I don't mind telling you, Commander, that does not inspire confidence.
I just kind of nod and look over at Kestrel.
Is this going to be a problem with you?
Oh, well, you know, I don't really trust anyone other than Zed here. So things pretty much feel the same for me.
Thank you, Sergeant. I noticed that. That was nice. A nice thing she said.
Give him a little wink and a nudge.
So I kind of nod at Kes and say, you know,
we need Gunner to complete this mission, and we don't have an option to leave at this point. All we can do is work with what we have, but Zed, I do agree, we'll need to be more careful.
And at that point, I kind of just do a quick nod and kind of walk past them off to get to go lap water out of a water bowl on the ground.
curl up at the end of the bed.
I do.
Do I get any chatter about Nos?
Let's have a roll. So what are you using to get Nos Landon's like trail? Because this is really a streetwise thing.
Oh, just like airwaves. Like anybody like talking on a communicator that I can break into, like the name being mentioned, kind of like NSA shit.
Yeah, totally. Well, this is the thing, like the New Republic, unlike the Empire, doesn't really monitor the communications of its citizens. That's not really a cool thing to do to your people. So you don't really have that freedom. You know, you'd have to get like a wire set up and like, God, we know how complicated that would be. So, yeah, like you could start the process of like making Naslandin like a person of interest and go through that. You can jump through your bureaucratic hoops. That would be a thing you could start doing.
No, that's, I mean, it'd be faster just to do some streetwise shit, like just go and ask around and whatever.
It's true. Yeah. Legwork is easier for sure.
Yeah. And also I don't want to push, like I'm a robot. So like if it's protocol, I won't do it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So that's fine. Let's see. Can I have like as far as information as to our city location, mm-hmm. can I compile a list of locations that would be, the best possibility of finding him,
like, sure.
this, you know, or this warehouse or this place.
Yeah. With the intention to help whoever's making the streetwise roll, Talra, I presume.
Well, no, like logically, like, okay, this place has seen a lot of traffic of ships going in and out, not necessarily Republican or Republic ships.
Quick like note, Zed, I have one yellow and two green in streetwise if you want to go that route.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, I'm just trying to be of service and of use.
Yeah. And so
I don't want to be thrown away.
any help that you are offering is basically going to result in extra blue dice for Tara. So yeah, you can be like, here's some locations of interest, Commander, and you can go and check that out.
Love it.
Okay. All right. So Tara, when you go out to like ask around, are you going by yourself? Are you going to go with Kess and Gunner, or what's the plan?
I think for now I'll probably go out by myself, since I know I'm not going to be doing any kind of, I'm not going to be doing anything without my team at this point. And we don't really have any leads. So I'll probably let Kess know to get some rest. Gunner's already resting. Zed can do whatever he'd like to do, but Tower's under the assumption that tomorrow or later in the day, at least, that's when the main mission will be. So I'm just going to go out and kind of do a little recon right now. And this is normally something I'd probably ask Gunner to do if I wasn't fully involved. But as Gunner is, I am very concerned about Gunner still, even though I've gotten the all clear, and I'm kind of letting that recuperate a little bit.
Okay. All right. So you head out into the city, and why don't we have you roll streetwise?
Great. So I get one upgrade.
No, you get a blue die.
I get one blue, and how many purple am I going up against?
It's going to be three purple. Okay. But one black because you're on Naslandin's home turf. And I'm going to use one of my dark side points. So one black and an upgrade as well.
One black, one upgrade, and three purple?
Yes. Yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
Raw difficulty, home turf advantage for him. I'm spending a destiny point.
All right. And I'm doing streetwise.
Yeah, you've got a blue. You're streetwise. You can also spend a destiny point if you want. If you want to get an upgrade on your side too.
What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
Okay. We'll go ahead and do an upgrade.
Please. We got 40 minutes left. Use them all.
Okay. So one blue, one positive upgrade, one black, one negative upgrade, three purple.
Yeah. Big dice pool.
Here we go. Boom. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Jesus.
So apparently I turn into a ranting madman. I start purring and rubbing up against some guy next to me, and then I just fall asleep. Holy fucking hell.
Yeah, you get a lot of failures. So it's five failures because you got no successes, but you do get four advantage. So everybody knows you're looking for Naslandin. Like, just everybody. You find... I don't know, you find his cousin, Kras Bandon. No.
I'm sorry, were you looking for Knots Landing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You find Nas, but not.
Can we just keep it on that other screen? Just say it was a bad roll.
You found Jack London.
Yeah. That's really weird. Yeah, you find Chris Kringle. No help for you, I'm afraid. So yeah, the thing is, you do get some advantage. So I think what'll happen here is that Naslandin now knows he's being looked for, and I think what happens is that
you're about ready to give up, right? You're asking around. A lot of people are like, no, I never heard of that guy before. And you're heading back to your base. And as you're leaving this cantina, there's a couple of humans in like armor with weapons that block the way out, like as you're walking out. So they block the way, and from behind them you hear a voice be like, going somewhere, Bothan? And then he sneezes twice. I mean, I'm trying to be intimidating here. And the guards part a little bit, and you can see he's short for his Zabrak. Dude's probably like 5'2". And he's got a pale gray complexion. You recognize the scars, his filed teeth, the crown of horns. He's dressed nicely, but also like he's obviously like he's got an armored like plate on his chest. He's got a big, huge modified blaster pistol on his waist, and a bunch of like gold jewelry. He's got like a gold necklace and gold rings on his fingers. You recognize Nazlan, and his guards kind of like push you back into the cantina. Like, no, you're not leaving yet.
Is it just him?
It's him and his two guards.
No. Is it just Tara?
Yeah, just Tara.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the guards, puts his hand on your shoulder, like, "Come on, we're gonna go back to the boss's special booth," and kind of like goes to like lead you back into the cantina, unless you want to try to like sneak away or like run.
So, and for the record, I know Chad is crying out about the convincing demeanor perk. That's okay. That would have been like one less fail. So yeah, it doesn't matter.
Is it just it gives you like what, one additional blue die?
Yeah, I think it gives me an advantage when doing some of that stuff. But to be honest, I don't even know. I didn't call it, so whatever. It's
okay.
So anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and in turning around and seeing the Zabrak, I'm gonna just kind of nod and kind of smile a little bit and kind of just say,
"About time you showed up. Lead on."
And just 100% start walking with him. Now, it is important to mention that leading me to a back room or something like that is fine. But if he starts leading me like out a door or like into a car or something like that, I definitely am going to like, you know, but if he's clearly moving somewhere more private to talk, then I'm on board and don't put up any hesitation.
Okay. Yeah. So you get led to a back room. So you walk up to the side of the bar, and Landon looks at the bartender and kind of gives him a nod, like, "Yeah, we're gonna go talk to this guy." The bartender just kind of like looks down. I was like, keeps wiping the bar, goes back into his bartender idling animation. And you get led, into this back room, down a long hallway and into a room that's like a private room. It's got a table and a little like dancer area. There's nobody dancing in here right now. And a droid, there's a 3PO droid that's currently like turned off, he's deactivated. And the guard escorts you to the table and pushes you down to the seat, and Nazlandon sits down on the other side. And again, like he's a little, like he puts his hands up on the table and he's like kind of like looking over his fingers at you. And he says, "I heard around the spaceport someone was asking for Nazlandon. That's someone you, little Bothan." And like leans in, like grins.
So as he leans in, mm-hmm. I lean in too, kind of holding eye contact with him. And I kind of turn my head to the side and start audibly sniffing the side of him. Just kind of like.
Yeah, he like leans back. He's a little unsettled, but tries to like maintain control of the situation. Yeah, it's like you have a big mouth, furball. You don't go around using the name Nazlandon unless you mean it. What do you want? You working for the Republic? And one of the guards like sneers when he says that.
So I kind of lean back and I say,
"Or I knew exactly what I was doing, and this is exactly what I wanted. Is this room bugged?"
He kind of like looks around. What? I don't.
Right, so.
Let's make a deception check here. Let's see if you can set up this address. Let's see if you can, because you're trying to throw him off, right?
I'm trying to completely throw him off. I'm trying to make him think that I was basically like this whole thing was planned, and that I am. Well, you'll see where I'm going with this in a second. But yeah, needless to say, I'm trying to throw him off.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and make a deception roll. Difficulty is going to be Sorry, go ahead.
How does this convincing demeanor thing work?
What does the talent say?
That would be great info to know. Give me 1 second here and see if I can find it.
It should be under character info, I think. Oh, no, it's under combat.
Stuff.
All your talents are. I'm messing with your character sheet. No, I'm looking at it. What are you going to do? Removes one rank
of convincing demeanor from deception.
Yeah, between remove and per rank, it should have a it's a black die.
Okay.
So you remove one black die from deception and skullduggery check. So it actually wouldn't have even come into play on that last
one. Yeah, the last one, but it would for this one because I'm using deception.
If there were black dice, yeah. Which there would be normally, there'd be a black die for he's suspicious, right? You're just some nobody and now you're trying to like bullshit him, but you can ignore that. So we'll just use his willpower for deception. Great. So it's going to be two red and that's it. Yeah, two red for the difficulty.
Just two red. Okay.
Because it's his, they're the same stat, but it's opposed by vigilance, I think, for lies and being lied to. Yeah.
Okay. So two red and then roll?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
Ooh, okay. So
well, there goes that whole idea.
So you succeed, you get an advantage. Okay. But there's a despair. Now you got enough success to remove the failure part of the despair, so you still get what you want. But some other like complication occurs, and what I think I'll reveal it to you as a player here. What I think the deal is that you fool him,
okay,
you fool his guards and all that. You have the moment in the conversation, but the despair is that whoever Naslandon is working with has bugged the room without his realizing. So someone somewhere, I think maybe we cut to, and I'll happily reveal this to you, like as I think you know you're on the right track. So we cut to like a shady, when you say that, you're like, has this been bugged? He looks around. We cut to a shadowy room. It looks kind of like a dark reflection of the command base you have. There's like a bunch of guns lined up against one wall. There's a bunch of crates with like foam packaging that have like thermal detonators and missiles in them. And there's a big Imperial flag on the back wall. It looks burned. It's like a burned Imperial flag. And there's a guy in, he's just wearing like fatigues, listening to like a headset. And then he takes one ear off and he's like, boss. And you hear like someone in the other room, like you hear someone stand up from like a chair squeak back. He's like, I think we have a problem with Landon. And then we hear booted footsteps and then it cuts back to the room.
So at that point, I'm going to remove a small black box that I brought beforehand using the leadership check at the beginning. I'm going to press a small button on the side to jam that signal.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
Conversation.
So let's see. So the signal jammer, I think it's fine to just have it work. Like you take it out and you're like, oh, let me just put this box on the table. So we see that we cut back to the, there's somebody else like on the headphones now. There's another man, he's like older. And he's listening to the headset and then it just, there's a crackling sound and we see him like take them off and we can hear the headset is like going like just like making jammed noises. And he turns to the other officer and he's like, shakes his head. He's like, go and retrieve him. And the other guy gets up and he's like, you heard the agent, let's go. And you can hear people like grabbing weapons and like the sort of clatter, they're going to go and cause there's a problem and they're going to go and fix it. So you have a limited amount of time to have this conversation.
Okay. So going back right after I hit the button, I'm going to go,
I'm going to assume the delay meant that you aren't sure. So I'm just going to make sure with this box. Now, I've been looking for you for longer than I should be. I'm just going to say I'm not too surprised at the speed at which you found that I was getting it. This, you should have found me a lot sooner. Now, needless to say, I have a lot of weapons, and we have a buyer. But I'm not fully convinced the weapons are going to get to the right place.
And he kind of like looks at you and he, you can see this like wave of not understanding, like washing over his entire psyche. And then he's like, he looks at you and you can see him being like, Bothan, this, he's like trying to put the pieces together. And just like, he just hesitates. He just doesn't know what
to say. Tao kind of lets out a sign. He's like, do I need to spell this out for you? I have a crew of weapons. I don't want to see it go to the wrong side.
At that point, he kind of lowers.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know where I could take these to get them to the right side, maybe we could talk.
Yeah, he shakes his head and says, I don't understand. There's a protocol for these things. If you people have a shipment for me, you have to tell me through the usual channels. I'm very resistant to changing things midway. This is a good system. Everything is working. We're not scheduled for another shipment for a week. What's going on? And I thought, aren't all of you supposed to be human?
So Tara kind of cuts him off. He says,
so you're resistant to profit.
He kind of like looks at you again and he's like, I thought, and you can see that like mentioning profit has like skewed the story a little. Like he's going back to being suspicious.
So Tara like starts shaking and said,
look, are you the person I'm supposed to be talking to about this? I'm here for another 6 hours. And if I leave with these weapons, my employer will be angry. Do you want to make money or do you want me to leave?
He's totally has no idea who you are now. Like he's, cause you haven't been specific. He's so lost. He's just like fumbling with his words. He's like, I didn't think I wasn't, I mean, I haven't been paid before. I don't do arms deals. That's not
Paula what slams his fist on the table.
I don't have time for this.
So he's like, I don't understand. Look, normally they told me that if I cooperated, that they'd clean my record. And that when all this Republic stuff was done, that I could go back to business. Nobody ever talked to me about getting paid. This is, it's a little unorthodox. So I'm getting paid now. I mean, I'm fine with that. I like credits as much as the next guy, but see, normally they drop it off and we bring it. Okay, where is it? Did you leave it? And he keeps pointing up for some reason. Or so is it on the planet already? I don't.
Let me slow it down at a pace you can understand. I have something that could make you money. Preferably, you point one end at the bad guy and they fall over and die. You can have these if you give me money. Now, I can talk to you or I can talk to the person that makes the decisions.
When you say that, he nods and he's like, that maybe that'd be a good idea. Look, I'm just the middleman here. I just go up to the asteroid, I pick that shit up, I bring it down here. You need to talk to Rin. Rin is the one who organized this whole thing.
So
Tala kind of looks, he flips open and looks at a timekeeping device.
Can you set up the meeting now? I mean, I don't have a lot of time.
He kind of shakes his head and he's like, I don't have any way to contact him. He contacts me. That's how he said this was going to work. I thought his suppliers were all out system. I don't even know what you're doing here.
This was clearly not something that you were able to handle. I was given the information that I could talk to you about moving these. I guess.
And at that point, Tallworth starts making motions to stand up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's like, look, I'm just doing what Rin said, and I follow orders and I move the cargo and that's it.
Am I hearing this? Like, is this?
Yes, I have an open comm channel the whole time I'm out.
Okay, good. I'm furiously looking up Rin right now in any sort of database.
Okay, sure. You can do it now because it might be useful information to be able to pass back. Make a computers test. And I think difficulty 3 in this case.
Okay.
Let's call it difficulty 4 because you've got to cross-reference the planet, Rin, him, like all the information you have already, because Rin is just a last name.
Right, but I can cross-reference Rin and Noslandon.
Oh, you know what? You didn't pick any of this up because the comm signal is all being jammed.
Good point.
Comms jammer.
Never mind then.
Oh, yeah. So that wouldn't work. So it couldn't jam like all frequencies but ours, I'm assuming?
No, it's okay, a fair enough. Yeah, comms jammer. So,
that's a good point. I will furiously be up to no good then. I will be plotting how to overthrow the Republic. Not
really. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I knew the jam.
Yeah, so you're on, but yeah, you're on, you're on your own. You're on your own.
Effectively jam, but I, yeah, that makes sense. We can't. Okay. So at that point, yeah, I'll be making motions to get up. We've got the name, and I'm clearly looking like I'm going to leave, but at the same time, I'm analyzing his response to my actions. Like, is he going to let me leave? Is he going to just let me walk out? Like,
yeah, I think you've bamboozled him sufficiently that he doesn't, even if he kept you here, he wouldn't know what to say or do, right? Because he's like, well, I don't, what the fuck is going on?
Okay, so on the way out the door, I'm gonna kind of just shoulder my way through the guards, and on the door, I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna say,
this is your last chance to get a cut of this. Do you have any way I can contact Rin?
She just like looks at you like,
okay.
If there are words, he can't conjure them up.
And that's actually perfect. So at that point, I'm gonna disable the jammer, and I'm okay. Just gonna say,
I'll be in touch. I know what you look like now, which means I can find you whenever I want.
So as soon as you disable the jammer, his comlink starts to beep. He kind of like looks at it in his pocket and looks at you.
At that point, I leave.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to go.
So one of the first things I do is, yep, as I'm now walking through the crowd, I'm going to put up my comlink. I'm going to quickly let the team know what's going on. And I'm going to go,
Gunner, when this man leaves this residence, I want you on him like glue.
Can do.
So the plan is that hopefully this guy is going to be so frazzled that the first thing he's going to do is go to whoever can help him, and that should hopefully be a good lead for us.
Okay.
Can I slice into his comms?
Oh, and at this point, Zed, you are now fully... I just told you everything about Rin, about all this stuff, so anything you wanted to do while I was there... It's your ball now.
There's a couple things I want to do. First, I want to slice in, if I can, I want to slice into his comms and listen in.
Okay.
If I can do that, if there's a possible way to do that. And I want to look up Rin and see if there's a, well, it's not even slicing. It's like a comms, like a scanner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like hacking. I'm like, I got my like ham radio up and I'm checking frequencies.
Okay.
So I've got his location. Hopefully I can get his frequency and listen into whoever he's talking to and what they're saying. And I'm also trying to look up Rin and see what information I can find.
Okay. So trying to do both of those things at once is going to be tricky, but you can certainly try.
Well, if it's going to be tricky, I'll just do the one. I'll just do the comms first.
Yeah. It's definitely easier just to do one and then the other.
Yep. Yep. That I'll do that.
Okay. So put in a difficulty, it's difficulty 3 for the base challenge, but throw in 2 black dice because there's some kind of like protection on his comm system, some kind of external system that's been installed to protect it from being sliced.
Okay, let me see here. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's mechanics. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Okay. So that's, and how many, where's the light side? Is it 3-2 now?
Something like that.
Okay. Can I use a light side point? Anybody object?
Go for it.
Okay, cool. We'll use a light side point.
Okay.
That's upgrade, right?
Yes. It's an upgrade. Okay. Okay.
I get confused between the blues and the upgrades. Okay. So 3 red, 2 black, 1 upgrade. Here we go. Computers check.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Nice. Okay.
A lot of blank ones, but
yeah,
that's nonetheless.
Yeah. You got a success and a threat. So that's cool. Yeah. Take that strain, yep, from the threat. And then you've got a success, and this was to tap into his comms, right?
Yep. To hear the back and forth conversation between him and the, whoever's trying to contact him.
Okay. Yeah. So, as soon as he picks up the comms, you hear a voice on the other side, unfamiliar voice. You haven't heard it before. You were told to be available to us at all times. And then you hear him sort of dissemble. He's like, I don't, what's going on? Who is that Bothan? And then on the other side, it's like, what Bothan? And then the guy's like, what, he wasn't with you? And the guy says, no, of course not. We're sending someone your way. And he's like, well, you want me to detain him? And the voice in the says, yes, of course. And then you hear him like muffle the comm, and he says to his guards, you hear him like through the comm muffling, he's like, Well, go stop that boffin. Go get him. I don't care. And then you hear footsteps. And yep. So he sent his guards off to go and retrieve Talra.
Commander, they're coming after you.
Am I gone at this point? Like, do I have enough room between me and him to be gone? Or
it happened right away. So you're like at the door of the cantina probably at this point.
Okay. Where is the team?
Yeah, maybe retroactively, was I supposed to be on site if you wanted me to follow that guy? Or am I like way up in the air?
Well, the thinking was that I didn't think that this encounter would happen, so I didn't bring any of you guys along. But I don't know also, like, how far from base are we? Are we, like, a few minutes away? Are we a car ride? Like, what's the proximity right now?
I mean, distance and all of that stuff is handled, like, relatively cinematically in both Star Wars and in this game. So it can you can be, like, right now the tension is whether your friends can come to get you or not. So there is an amount of time, like, because we didn't set up beforehand where everyone would be. So you're separated from them by enough that there's a chance you'll get captured.
So Talra is standing at the door of this cantina.
Yeah.
What do I see in front of me? And as this is a rebel-controlled planet, do I see any rebel presence?
We call them the New Republic now.
New Republic,
And the rebellion is over. I actually don't think the rebels would have ever called themselves that either. They were the Alliance to restore the Republic. Yeah.
And well, it fucks it up because JP's emotes are dumb.
Yeah. His Star Wars ones are bad too. So with the, do I see any military presence around me? Do I see a contingent of guards? Do I see a...
If you spend a destiny point, you can walk outside and there can be like a New Republic like patrol, like some police.
Make it so.
Okay. All right. So you spend the point. And so you come outside and there's you're out onto a street. There's some cargo vehicles on either side. I think it's probably like, what time of day would it be? Because you went to see the guy in the morning. It's probably like late afternoon now. There's just like street traffic, just people moving around.
So I'm going to lock on to that, to the presence of whatever it is, be it a vehicle or some.
Yeah, I think so here's the thing. There's a bunch of people who are, like gathered around a cantina on the other side of the street, like a restaurant or something. And on all of the screens, you can see, and they're like hollow screens, people have sort of like stopped in the street together to watch. They're watching some kind of police action on the hollow display. Like there's a car chase or something. And you can see in this hollow display, like a police car, like tearing down a highway with like two other police cars chasing it. There's like blaster fire going on. That's got people's attention. And there are a couple of Republic peacekeeping like troops basically who are standing at the edge of that crowd watching and kind of like, and they have their patrol car nearby.
Okay. So at that point I'm going to walk directly over to them. And is the military hierarchy structured enough to where I could kind of like state my name and rank and ask for an escort to the closest outpost?
You'd have to prove who you were.
Even though I'm in street garb, I'm assuming I would have like, what is the standard that I would do that with? Do I have a badge?
You have a code cylinder, okay. And they would plug that in, slot that into a reader, and then it would confirm your identity.
Okay. So at that point, I'm going to walk directly towards them with my code cylinder in my palm. And as I approach, I'm basically just going to like fly the closest one to me.
As you're walking across the streets, so you're crossing the street. We see the shot down the street, and in front of you there's all the people gathered. Behind you there's the cantina. The guards are coming out of the cantina. You're in the middle of the street, and we see a grav vehicle, like a grav truck or something, come around the corner, and like it's coming straight towards you, at like a fairly significant speed. Definitely on its way as you're crossing the street.
Okay, so it sounds like at this point I need to sprint into the bar on the other side of.
you could make a run for it.
Okay, so I'm going to start running towards that bar. At this point, I'm going to yell and flag down the two guys that are standing there, and hopefully they will, hey, look over here, kind of thing. They're going to look over. and I'm going to point into where I'm running, like, get in here, like, come in here. And I'm just going to, like, run into that building.
All right. So this is a confusing situation for these cops because some random boffin is like, get in that bar.
I know. Get in the bar.
And the guards that came out of the other cantina are pointing at you. And one of them is like, stop that boffin. And so the cops basically like look up and turn to like look at you. This is happening. This vehicle's coming towards you. So your intent here is that you and the two dudes end up in the bar.
Yes, the plan is for me to get into the bar so I don't get runned over. That's mm-hmm. that's step number one. Don't get runned over. And then as soon as we get in there, I'm hoping that the time between the two other guys getting in and me being in proximity to them will be enough for me to hand me my code or hand the code cylinder to them and basically say, like, verify my identity. I need an escort immediately to the closest outpost.
Okay, sure. I need an adult. Let's have you make a leadership check. You're basically just you're using your powers of command to just tell these dudes, like, snap to.
Let's do it. Get in line. So what am I rolling against?
God, the situation's so fucking complex for these dudes. Let's say difficulty 3 with 1 black die.
All right.
I'm going to spend a fucking point on this. So put an upgrade on the bad side.
Oh, so it is my 2 normal dice versus a black, 1 black, 3 purple and 1 upgrade.
Yes, that is correct.
Wish me luck.
All blanks on the other side.
Be down 1 boffin here in a second.
All the dice have a blank.
Okay, so you got a fail. You're left with a fail and a threat. And what happens?
Convincing demeanor didn't apply on that, right? No.
No, because you're having a deception check.
Correct.
Yeah. So you shed an order to these guys. They look at you like, why are you yelling at us? The guards across the street are shouting. They turn to you. They go for like their blasters because they think you're like a shoplifter or something. Because these other guards in the cantina are like, hey, stop that.
That would
make
sense, yeah.
They're going for their blasters. They're shouting at you like, hey, stop where you are. This is all happening in slow motion as the vehicle like comes around the corner.
Oh, at that point, I rip my shirt open and they see the giant tattoo on my chest of the new Republican insignia. It's like...
I mean...
Can I use a light side point for a giant tattoo on my chest? Okay,
never mind. Wait a minute, hold on. He's yelling, right?
There's a lot of shouting going on.
And there's no comm jammer anymore.
Correct.
So I can hear this part.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we again?
That wasn't clear to me.
No, we didn't really establish where we were.
They're in the car.
No, I'm just wondering, like.
No, at this point, I think you guys.
I'm not sure where I am.
Yeah.
Can we like actually get light side points for real tattoos of the Republic? Like, can Anne just like to us, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, but to be fair, like, I feel like if you're getting arrested and you're like, tear your shirt open, you're like, look, I have an American flag tattoo. Huh?
Oh, like, shit, sir. I'm sorry.
Everybody knows if you have an American flag tattoo, you don't get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it would just serve to confuse them, I think. But yeah, so I don't really care where y'all, you're trained operatives. It makes sense that you would be around. It would be dumb to be like, oh, you didn't say you were here. So
that's fine.
So where is everybody?
Well, no, I just want to break into the comm. What's the situation, Commander?
Not good. Get here quickly.
I just heard you yelling. What's going on?
I'm being pursued by 2 guards and potentially a vehicle.
I'm attempting to bring up the city map.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm trying to bring up the city map in my head, and like, if he needs guiding, side streets, alleys, like to get away.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's a thing you can offer.
Kind of like Mission Impossible, like, take a left now!
Yeah, for sure.
That's good, Zeke, but there's one small issue. I am currently just about to be in front of 2 soldiers who think I might be a shoplifter while 2 other guys that are trying to capture me are chasing me. So if I start running now, those 2
yeah, you better guards
are going to start chasing me too. And at that point, that could just be horrible. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to run right now. I think I'm going to have to somehow hope that these guards can help me out, at least until you guys can get here. So maybe Zeke, if you could find.
How about this? I will look up like quickly. I will look up like the commanding officer of the people on the street. Can I do that?
Perfect. Yes.
Like the captain of the guard or the police force or whatever.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you can look up like a person in charge of.
If I ran up to these two guys shouting their commander's name, I mean, that's got to mean something.
Yeah, 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 sure. Make a difficulty 2 computer test.
Okay. God damn it. I can't just clear my pool. Something's wrong with my thing, so I can't just clear it. Okay, here we go. Difficulty 2, boom.
Okay.
Advantage.
It's advantage. So you can feed him like legal protocol and stuff, but you don't have access to the name to drop. So those two dice can get passed on to Tara as a blue die
if he needs to convince them of something. I will pass those dice on for sure. Can I pass one and keep one for strain?
Yeah, as long as Tara is the next person to roll. It just means the next roll will get a bonus.
That's what I'll do then.
Okay. So Tara, here's what's happening, right? The guys, the guards are shouting like, yeah, hey, stop that Bothan. The two Republic peacekeepers are coming towards you. And one of them's like, all right, what's going on? And like put his hands up, like, let's all calm down. Not in the middle of the street, but you're kind of off to one side as this vehicle, you see the grav vehicle like pull over, and a group of six like human men and women get out, and they all have like blaster pistols. They're wearing like dark, but otherwise they're not wearing like military garb. They're just wearing dark clothes. They all get out and they're definitely like walking towards the cantina. You've got a little bit with these guards and with the cops before. So the guards are like, this fuzzball didn't pay his tab, trying to sneak out. And the guards are like, hey, okay, let's all just calm down now, sir. And he like looks at you. What's going on here?
First thing I do is hand the guard my code cylinder and I say, scan this.
And he like looks at it and he's like, all right, and like takes out his like data pad and like plugs it in. And
while he's doing that, I kind of nudge him a bit and kind of just like raise my head, like, don't just call out what you see.
So you go to nudge him and he like backs up and like drops the data pad and like pulls out his blaster pistol. He's like points it at you because he's like, what are you doing? Don't nudge the cops, man.
If I'm standing next to him with two other guys to my right, I don't mean I'm like poking him. I mean, I'm just kind of like getting his attention, like, you know.
You did say you nudged him, and like, yeah, he didn't expect to get nudged. So he like stops, and he's like, oh, hold on a second there. And the other guy like comes up to you and like puts his hand on your shoulder, like to restrain you.
And I don't make any motions.
Okay, he just... Hands up. So he turns you around, puts you like down on the hood of the cop car, while the other guy is like, all right, everybody just stay calm. And now he goes back to reading. And he's looking at the data pad, and then there's like some stuff, and we can see like in his like mirrored sunglasses, we can see your profile pop up and all this information, little Republic symbol, and it's like, huh. And he looks up to you and he's like, well, it looks like it says here you're, and then we hear like the shot of a blaster and the dude like falls on the pavement.
Oh, fuck!
The camera snaps over and the six like ops guys that are coming towards you, one of them has a smoking blaster pistol. Another one shoots the other cop who like drops the pavement. And then they like look at you like, we're gonna get you. Like, we see you, Bothan. So what are you going to do?
What's the situation, Commander?
Yeah.
If I started descending right when we got the call, like, how far away am I?
Descending from where?
The space station, Adam.
What space station? I'm so confused.
The port.
I mean, you're in the port. The port is the whole city. It would be a lateral move to get there from your base. So if you're at the base, you're still pretty far from the
So just to be clear, there are no more soldiers in eyesight, I'm assuming. There is a bar behind me. Is the bar somewhat full of people behind me since they were watching that thing on the TVs? Like, has that garnered?
Yeah, people are like, holy shit, a cop just got killed. Like, there's some screaming and people are running.
Okay.
And there's these like obvious, like these guys, they move really military precision, right? Like some of them are like taking cover. They're trying to like apprehend you basically. Even the guards are like, well, shit, it's serious now. And they're kind of like falling back.
Am I close enough to this crowd of people that I could like jet into it without having all these guys fire around at me? Or am I, you know, like it, I'm assuming I'm in front of the car, right? And they're on the other side of the car.
Yeah. I'll draw it out for you real quick just so you get a nice clear idea of how fucked you are.
And also to be very clear, what did we decide the team, where is the team? Are they with me? Can they help me fight? Are they?
So, I mean, initially it was described that they would rest at the base while you did this. So they can be mobilizing for your aid, but they're not nearby, unfortunately.
Okay. So at this point, I'm going to have to go ahead and fire up the comms. And I'm going to immediately say, you know, pretty much
in extreme danger, 6 hostiles pursuing through.
And at that point, I'm going to call out the name of the bar that's right behind me with those people. And I'm going to basically tell the guys, I'm going to jet through the back of this, attempt to lose these guys. Most likely won't be able to, you know, let's pick a point X meters to whatever cardinal I'm heading to meet, and then tell the whole team to basically rendezvous there. So I'm attempting to do a retreat, meet up with the team, and then potentially engage the 6 guys following me.
And I would like to try and guide him to the next safe spot, being like the police station or, you know, a good hiding spot.
In fact, you know what?
If in fact I can get a map of the city.
Yeah, I was going to say, before I even start that, as I'm ducking through there, I'm going to go ahead and radio Zed and just be like, need a sit rep. What is my closest safety? Where's our closest meeting point? You know, kind of have Zed help me out, kind of handle the situation a bit.
Scanning, Commander.
Okay. So, Tara, you obviously are you're here. The dudes that are coming for you, they're down here. The pink squiggle is like the crowd of people. They're dispersing now. The cantina you came from is down here.
Okay. And
that's where the guards are headed back to.
Okay, perfect. So on this, I'll be diving directly to the northeast into there and then heading through those. While in there, I'll be coordinating with Zed, like, where do I go from there?
Sure, that's an alley there.
Well, I'm assuming I'd probably have to go through if I go towards the alley.
Yeah, these people are going to kind of like disperse this way too.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah.
So they're kind of like spreading out and fleeing, but they're not going to go down the alley. They're just running down the sidewalk. Actually, they saw the shots come from this direction, so they're actually going the other way. They would go up the street this way, away from the bad guys.
Okay. Well, in that case, can I use the car as cover and swing around to the northwest?
Yeah. You can try to like drop down and follow the crowd that way.
Okay. Yeah. Let me do that. And in that case, I will again, radio Zed, let him know my heading and where I just passed, the name of the bar. Oh,
okay.
Hello.
Caitlin got DC'd.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So yeah, in that case, we'll keep going that way and, I'll get some info from Zed.
Okay. All right. So Kes, are you on your way?
yeah, I'm on my way to rendezvous with him.
Okay. All right. So y'all are headed. How are you getting there? I figure you guys have like in the base like a vehicle. You probably have something that you could be driving. Right. If you want to be driving there.
A land speeder or something. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So I think the first thing that'll happen is Tara, I need you to make a test. We're gonna make an opposed test to see if they get a shot on you before you get to the alley. So can you make an athletics check for me? Difficulty is 3.
3 purple athletic check.
3 purple athletics check.
Is the fact that I'm a cat out of blue dye?
No. But just for asking, just for asking me such an asinine question, I'm gonna spend a destiny point. Now it has an upgrade on the.
So now it's black too, or just an upgrade?
Just an upgrade. So. 3 purple, 1 upgrade, athletics check.
Well, that didn't quite work out as expected.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Asking me dumb questions. You deserve to get blasted. I'm just kidding. That wasn't a dumb question.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So you succeed. You take four strain. It's exhausting and terrifying, but you scramble for the alley, and then blaster fire erupts around you as they fire their pistols. So the window of the cantina shatters. The stone, the duricrete of the corner, like melts when they fire. And we cut back to them, and they all have like little like Secret Service-y like headsets on. One of them like points up the street, and they like split, and they're gonna like follow you. So they break and like chase after you. At least some of them do.
A couple things. Do I take four strain from that?
You do. Yes.
And can I use the die that I was supposed to use on that one on my next roll?
No, just roll it now, because you might get you might have less strain. So just use your die. Just roll one. No, just roll one blue.
Okay. Hold on. How do I just roll it like that?
Yeah, exactly like that. There you go. So you got two successes and erase. So you only take three strain instead of four.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay, so you duck into the alley, and the Imperial D-Stab agents give chase. Zed, you wanted to bring up, this is where we get the Mission Impossible foot chase. Like,
yep.
Talra is a slightly fuzzier Tom Cruise, and you're trying to get away. Now I'm just going to imagine Talra is played by Tom Cruise in the movie.
That sounds good.
It's really CG, little balls all over his face. They give you a muzzle. Perfect.
So perfect.
What's that?
he pulls out a stick of gum.
Red light, green light.
All right, Zed. So make that computer's roll. And this roll will provide advantage. Basically, it'll be advantageous dice for the trying to get away from the bad guy's roll that Talra has to make.
Okay. Against what?
Difficulty in this case, you need like a live tactical map as Talra is running away. I'll say three.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So it's stressful for you. You take a strain, but yeah. Actually, maybe I want to spend that. Maybe I want to spend that on something else. Let me take a look. Because I can spend one black. No. Yeah, that's it. For just one, I'll just give you one strain. Okay. All right. So you're able to get
the map now, Commander.
So you can't pass. You can't pass any advantage along, but you have a bead. You basically have a GPS map of where Talra is. So if you have a question, or Talra has a question about like where to go or like maneuvering,
yep,
that's possible. All right. So as you see it, Zed, Talra is in a like relatively peopled area. So this is an area with lots of cantinas. There's some hotels in this area. There's going to be crowds.
I would like to locate the nearest either police or military outpost, like building or anything like that.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we see the 3D map kind of like spin out, and it draws a line to, there's a little Republic symbol. So there's a
And as I'm pulling up this map, mm-hmm. I direct myself to Kestrel.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because you want to set up like a.
Yeah, something like tell her where Tal is going and where he's at and stuff like that. And if she needs to make she needs to make a distraction or whatever like that. I'll tell both Gunner and Kes his position. So
the commander is right here in this position. I'm going to guide him to this position. If you want to put yourselves in any location along the way to help, I suggest it.
Okay. Kes, you now have a heads up display on the dash of the little like troop transport vehicle you have. So you could, if you wanted to, I assume Gunner is with you, like the two of you are in that vehicle.
Sure.
Are you bringing any of your commandos with you?
How many? Six are already here, right? Because they showed up to help Talra.
No, that was the other. That was the other meeting. They're all 24 are in the base right now.
I mean, they're ours to use, so you can take as many as you want. We have up to
24. But I thought they shot the cops.
No, the guys that shot the cops are these like Imperial Black Ops dudes.
I think because you used the same number, I thought it was the same dudes. Okay.
Yeah. No, there are six of these guys, but these are definitely like plainclothes Imperial right. Stab agents.
Okay. Cool.
Mine, it's like, hey guys, join in the dark side.
Yeah, yeah, totally. How many people can I fit in my vehicle?
Is there any way I could get there sooner with an enhanced athletics?
I don't think you can run faster than a land speeder.
Yeah,
unfortunately, yeah, unfortunately, no.
I don't think so.
Not yet. Not until you have like cool cyber legs. But for now,
Working on it.
How many people then can we fit? And the however many people we can fit is how many people I want to bring. So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can fit 12. It's six to a bench. It's like a fairly big like troop transport thing.
Cool. So it's me and Gunner and 10 people. 10 of our dudes.
No, you're up in the front. There's like the bucket seats in the front and then the bench seats in the back. Yeah. It's like a little like APC minus the A. It's meant to just look like a van. Cool. A hover van though, because space. Okay.
I roll down my window so that the wind still catches my hair.
Yes, it's a nice cool breeze. You look like a sweet badass. So cool. All right. Let's have you make a roll to intercept. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a vehicle planetary or whatever that one's called.
Okay. What are my dice? Yes,
piloting planetary. It's a crowded neighborhood. It's kind of far away. And your intent here is to put yourself in a position where you can help, that you're not going to show up there before they grab Talra and black bag him and throw him in a truck. So let's say difficulty 3.
Okay.
Plus a black die.
Okay. Can I use the light side?
You can, absolutely.
Cool, we have 3, so I'm going to. And then piloting, oh wait, that's an upgrade on our side. Piloting planetary.
Yeah, do it. Ooh, okay. All right, so you got no successes and 3 threat. So I think what that does is that's gonna put Talra in a rough position. So Talra, you're fleeing from these pursuers, and I think the last shot of the like episode is very much a tense moment as you come like barreling around a corner. You're like running through these alleys, come around the corner, and there's just like a brick wall in front of you. You can see that there's like a one of those yellow plastic signs that's like warning like new construction, and they've like blocked the alley the information hasn't been updated yet, so the map was like behind. So you come running around, you get blocked against this thing, you turn around, and we see 3 of these D-Stab agents, pistols drawn, come around the corner, and that's the last thing we see before the end of the episode is the two of you, like you and that group, like facing down.
Okay, I didn't realize we were using Apple Maps. That sucks. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. You see the road and it just goes off into space. It's weird. Cool. All right. Well, we'll cliffhanger it for today, and we'll come back and see how the light side does next time. Let's do some shout outs. Talra backed into a corner. Bavron, Ko, you want to go first?
Sure.
Shout it out, buddy.
All right. As always, a huge thank you to Zeke and Caitlin and, of course, Skinny Ghost for the awesome show today. It's been a lot of fun. I am most likely screwed, but it was a great journey getting there. I'm Cole Carnage. You can find me at twitch.tv/ColeCarnage, same name on YouTube and Twitter. Not much going on over my channel. Just streaming there every day at 8 a.m. And tomorrow we're checking out a game called ReCore. So, yeah, hope to see you guys there. And, again, thanks all you guys for watching.
Awesome. Thanks, Cole. Zeke, why don't you go next?
I would love to go next because we're not a ladies first channel. We are a men first channel. Anyway,
I'm going counterclockwise.
I know, right? My name is Zeke.
Do your shout outs.
I know. My name is Zeke LeFerd. I am Variety Broadcaster here. I want to thank all the people on the show, including JP, behind the scenes doing all the production and all that kind of shit. I had a blast. If you guys want to check me out, I usually start my broadcast at noon Pacific every day. It's the same for Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. It's all Ezekiel_III. I will be broadcasting after this show because I want to play more Smash and Grab. So I'm going to be doing that after the show. See if I can get some other broadcasters in on the action. So if you want to catch me, I'll be live shortly after this. And my faux R, I don't think my faux R goes through here, does it? I don't think it does. Anyway, thank you guys. We'll see you next time.
Cool, cool. Thanks, Zeke.
What did he do? Did he wrap me up?
Say we're done. Just that's it. You're over. Anne, you want to go next?
Sure. Well, thank you guys for having me. Thank you to Co, Zeke, Caitlin, and Adam, of course, and to JP for running everything behind the scenes. My name is Anne, and you can find me at twitch.tv/ammunition or YouTube and Twitter, Instagram, all the same. I stream every day, Tuesday through Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, and I play a shit ton of Overwatch. Wow, if I could speak. And then also, I'm like technically a variety streamer. I just really love Overwatch, so I play a lot of that. I will be streaming later tonight. I'm going to take a break and get some dinner and stuff. So I'll probably be on, I think, about 6 p.m. Pacific time, about 50 minutes. So I'll see you guys there.
Cool, cool. And Caitlin, I'm going to get you to do your shout outs, but could you first go and get everybody else who is on camera today? just go find them. Bring them back. Bring back that rude lady that took a picture of the computer while you were gone.
Did you see she asked me to do tech support? That's why I like went back here. She was like, I can't get to the second page. And I was like, press the down button. And she came over. She asked me about my mic. And she was like, what program are you using? And I was like, sorry, I'm on a call. And she's like, but what program is it?
If you see that lady like in the lobby or in the bar later or whatever, just be like, several thousand people watched you be a shitty dirtbag. Don't take pictures of other people's computers.
Who does that?
Fuck that.
Someone's always watching.
Anyway, this isn't about her.
My intro. She took it away from me. I have no intro. No one knows who I am. This is
your moment. This is your moment.
Time to shine, Caitlin. So I'm actually going to stream immediately after this, and I'll give you guys a full rundown. I've been having some really interesting streams lately. I took a shit in an elevator the other day. You know, just going down the elevator. We were going out partying, took a shot. There was a marriage or whatever. So that's what I'll be doing. But yeah, thanks, Co and Zeke, Adam, JP for all of us. So great. I'm Caitlin. If you missed my lack of intro, I'm Caitlin. So yeah, be sure to check me out. I'm also, a lot of people are still confused about what I stream. I actually am a variety streamer now. It's really weird to say that because I've played StarCraft competitively for so many years. But look at me. Everyone here is a variety streamer, even Adam, right? Adam?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a role-playing game streamer now, but there's variety. That's fine.
Can you play Doom? I mean, Doom does have a lot of story. Okay, now that fits it. Doom's an RPG. That's true. Okay. Yeah. Check me out. Consider subbing if you like what you see. And then I'm going to do a Q&A in an hour from now after my stream, like a Patreon tier for my own Patreon. So if you like Caitlin spoilers, there'll be lots. All right. Thanks for watching.
Sweet. Thanks, Caitlin. Yeah, some people, when they have internet trouble or whatever, they're like, I'm going to take a break from streaming. Caitlin streams chaos, just random chaos. I've tuned into stream a couple of times and been like, what's going on?
I know.
Worth checking out.
I can't believe how it just keeps getting like, I don't know if crazy is the right word. I don't know if lower quality is the right word. Just like completely unexpected.
It's cool. You're taking us back to the early days of the internet when anything could happen.
In one of my streams 5 days ago, I almost got kicked out of a Tim Hortons. Like,
I gotta tell you, speaking as a Canadian, getting kicked out of a Tim Hortons is a hard fucking thing to do. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, the Q&A for the episode is up. I put it together and posted it on Reddit while everybody else was doing their shout outs like I do. As opposed to what's been going on the last like 4 days in a row, I will not be GMing a role-playing game tomorrow. I'm gonna play some Warcraft. But you can come back on Tuesday for an episode of Court of Swords if you want to see more of that action. And I think that'll do it for us for today. So we'll schedule our next show. We'll let you know when that is. You can come back. You can watch me kill Co. It'll be fun. yeah, don't give me that sour lemon face. You're toast, buddy.
Oh, I know I'm toast.
And in the meantime, and JP's not going to fucking cut me off this time. You ready? All right, everybody. So tune in next time for Balance Power. And until then, may the force.